Thank you, Matt, for joining us. Now, Matt, through our Jiwa SME collaboration with Google, we know there's a need for small businesses to shift to digital to meet their customers online as we face this pandemic. Now, Google Shopping, I understand, is one of the best tools that businesses can use to sell their products. Tell us more about Google Shopping. How can a business owner sell their products on Google?
Great. First of all, thanks for having me, Rizal. And you know, Google has always been about supporting a free and open web. And so we're extending that idea to the world of commerce. And ultimately, we want to create a commerce ecosystem that's open and free for consumers and merchants of all sizes. And so it's important to note that Google is neither a retailer nor a marketplace. And so ultimately, we just want shoppers to find the most relevant and best products on Google. And ultimately, we don't care where the transaction happens. It can happen on Google, it can happen on the merchant side or a marketplace. And ultimately, that's why we've been working on developing free new tools that make it as easy as possible for merchants of any size to come onto Google and list their inventory for free. And so that way we can surface all our inventory to users at the right moment. And when a merchant syncs their inventory with Google, that inventory will be able to show up on the shopping tab, on search, image search, as well as YouTube, which allows the merchants to meet the customers where they are.
So tell us more about this meeting consumers where they are. Why is it so important right now? Matt, in your view, how did the pandemic change the way businesses approach e-commerce and how consumers shop online? Did Google see an acceleration of e-commerce?
Certainly. You know, e-commerce obviously has seen unprecedented growth during the pandemic. And in fact, we now see over 1 billion shopping sessions per day on Google. And one trend in particular that we anticipate will stick in the long term is this is omnichannel shopping, where merchants are giving consumers, you know, more options to shop, whether it's online or in-store or a mix of both. And given this new context and this new landscape, you know, we want to make sure that merchants can showcase all their shopping offerings and make it easy for consumers to find merchants that offer exactly what they're looking for.
Mm-hmm. And then you mentioned about the new products. Tell us about the new products. Are you allowed to say anything about that?
Yeah. So we're excited. We have some great announcements coming up in our GML this week. And so, you know, we think about, you know, helping brands and merchants get discovered. And that's one part of what we're doing, you know, what we're focused on in Google. But the other piece of it is ultimately, you know, helping brands showcase what makes them unique. And so we're doing this, you know, in a variety of different ways. You know, first, we're helping brands, you know, enabling merchants to call out unique value proposition within their offers. So things like fast and free shipping, and also talk a little bit about themselves, you know, list the fact that they're a local business that's close by. We're also building tools that will help merchants bring special deals and promotions to attract customers for those customers who are looking for value and the best price. And then we're also integrating with certain loyalty and rewards programs so that retailers can show shoppers both unique pricing and benefits to customers with whom they have an existing relationship.
Let's go back to what you said earlier. 1 billion shopping sessions per day sounds like a good opportunity for businesses to tap into. How can businesses stand out and build their brands up using Google?
Yeah, it's you know, just going back to you know, some of the tools that we recently announced that we just covered there, and you know, what I'd say is, you know, is as we think about, you know, a merchant just getting started with you know, with Google, and certainly, you know, my background, I've worked a lot in the, you know, for in omnichannel retail, for a large direct to consumer business, you know, in the marketplace business, and ultimately, you know, really the thread here is that, you know, we want to connect, you know, merchants with consumers and really help them build these relationships by having them highlight some of the different, you know, what makes their brand unique. And so we're offering new formats there, you know, whether it's better lifestyle imagery, as well as new video formats. And ultimately, you know, our goal is to help merchants, you know, just make it as easy as possible to both build their brand as well as get discovered on Google too. Because on the consumer side, we want to make sure that consumers have as much choice on the online world as they do the physical world. Mm-hmm. And so the way we're working towards that is just by making it free for merchants to list their products across Google and have them show up across all their surfaces.
Let's talk about the consumer part that you mentioned earlier. Can consumers now discover more brands online and make better decisions when it comes to shopping online?
That's correct. And ultimately, that's really one of the missions we have, just going back to this idea of leveling the playing field for online commerce and then democratizing e-commerce, which is we want to make sure that we make it friendly for merchants very easily to list their products and in inventory for free and show up across the many different Google surfaces that and then capture that 1 billion shopping sessions that we have per day. And then on the consumer side, we want to make sure that they have as much choice as possible. So the widest assortment of inventory at the best price and value, and then be able to shop the values and the attributes that are most relevant to them.
Now, small businesses in Malaysia make up about 98% of all businesses here, and not all of them will find the shift to digital easy. What advice do you have for small businesses just getting started with e-commerce? How can they accelerate their online business using Google?
Yeah, it's a great question. And, I go back to the mission that we have here, because ultimately we're committed to really leveling the playing field for merchants of all sizes. And so what we've seen is that, 90% of e-commerce growth over the past decade has really just gone to a handful of players. And so ultimately we want to help all merchants be successful on Google, including the big players, but specifically for small and local businesses, where we see a lot of this growth now with new direct-to-consumer businesses and SMB businesses. And what we've seen is, as we've pivoted to this free approach, where again our philosophy is any business should be able to list on Google for free and have their product inventory discovered. And so we're certainly committed to that in the open ecosystem.
Can you share with us the Google Shopping adoption? What is it like in Malaysia?
Well, what we've seen this past year is we've seen over an 80% increase in globally for merchants who have come onto the platform on Google. In fact, we've also seen globally a 70% increase in product inventory and products available on Google. I've talked about the 1 billion shopping sessions per day that have access to over 24 billion product listings as part of our shopping graph, which powers the different shopping experiences. And so what we found in those are the broader macro trends that we've seen play out, which has really accelerated this growth. And Malaysia is really no different, where we've seen Google insights show that e-commerce in Malaysia has grown 87% year over year.
Mm-hmm. And Matt, the products that you mentioned earlier, will these products be available in Malaysia soon?
Yeah, so many of the products that we've announced this week are just beginning to roll out. So merchants in Malaysia may not see them right off the bat. However, merchants can immediately take advantage of our new integrations with Shopify and WooCommerce. And now merchants who use either one of those platforms as an e-commerce provider, will be able to show their products on Google in just a few clicks, and we'll be able to get them discovered more easily to consumers who are eager to shop.
And Matt, finally, before we end the interview, I think some economies globally are beginning to open up their economic activities. Some countries are relaxing their lockdowns. So do you foresee traders, consumers going to physical shops as opposed to shopping online? And what trends do you see moving forward when more economies are opening up?
Yeah. So, certainly we've seen unprecedented e-commerce acceleration. And then, we've seen much more shopping in this omni-channel format, where, again, this combination of either shopping online or at the local store, or a combination of both. Based on the trends we see, those trends will continue. And certainly, this is where really our mission to make it as easy as possible for merchants and small businesses, really merchants of all sizes, to list their inventory and ultimately give consumers as much choice as possible to shop in any way they want to shop, whether it's online or shop, at their local store.
On that note, thank you very much, Matt, for joining us.